Well, we congratulate Kentucky. I thought they played extremely hard and very, very competitively, and did a lot more things that they need to do to win than our team did today that we need to do to win. Not really. It's maybe my mind will be jostled a little bit when you guys ask some questions, but that's about all I can think of to say.
Kevin, you said earlier in the week you thought you'd get Kentucky's best shot. How much do you feel like that's what you got today?
You've seen more games than I have.
I mean, from Phil.
Felt like a pretty good shot. I mean, they came out ready to play, and I thought we really did all we could first 10 minutes of the game to accommodate them. And I thought our team fought extremely hard the last, you know, after the first 10 minutes. I thought the first 10 minutes it wasn't what I was hoping for.
Coach, maybe your first loss of the season, but it seems like this team may have played with more character than having to come back. Can you speak about what this game showed you about the character of this guy?
I appreciate you saying that. There's not a lot that I have yet to learn about their character. These guys are full of great character. Our team will compete and they'll play and they're going to try hard and they're going to try hard for each other I obviously have some things that were disappointing in our play today, but in terms of our team's character, it was certainly there a long time before we had to try to come back in this game, and it will continue to be there because that's who these guys are. We've got nothing but wonderful guys that try really hard to do what we ask them to do.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the Patterson-Oglesby matchup and how both of them played against each other?
I thought Patterson had a great day. I did not think AJ had a great day, so I would say that, you know, Patterson got the best of it today for sure. And but he's a terrific player. He's a hard guy to guard, he's a hard guy to box out, and he's a good physical player.
Kevin, you got the next.
Coach, talk about the composure your team showed tonight. Considering the air referee had won the last two games and you were really at this one, you had control of it, but even though you lost it, you had to be proud of the composure your team showed.
Our team has good composure, and they have very good composure at the end of close games, and I don't think today was a big exception. I didn't think that we did I didn't think our shot selection in the second overtime was quite what I was hoping for, but again, our undoing in this game was the first 10 minutes of it. It wasn't the last 30 or 40, if you will. It was the first 10, and that was a disappointing way for the game to get started.
And when you talked about those first 10 minutes, did you have any sense that these kind of unforced and careless turnovers that you guys been trying to overcome, that it was going to kind of maybe reach up and bite you somewhere?
Well, you know it can. That's why you try to address it every day in practice. It doesn't. I mean, it really doesn't matter what kind of defense you play against us. We've turned it over 20 times against half court zone. We've turned it over 20 times against half court man. Everybody staying back inside the 3-point line. And we've turned it over 20 times against people trying to heat you up all over the place. So I'm surprised we're only averaging 16 a game. It seems like 25 to me. Hi, Mark.
Kevin, they hurt. They hurt you badly on the boards.
Yeah.
What did you see there?
They went harder than we did, and we made virtually no effort on the offensive boards. And that's my fault. That's my doing. Just like the turnovers. Those are my doing, because if you coach your team well, you can generally get them to go to the offensive boards and take care of the ball and take good shots and those kind of things. And so if we're not doing it, it's because our coach is not doing a good enough job.
what were they doing against Foster? That even what he got was tough to get, it seemed like.
Just playing tight. They just played in tight, which we faced all year long. So they were, you know, perhaps a little more physical. But they were just playing tight. Did a nice job on it.
Coach, you talked about those first 10 minutes. Shane seemed to open up a little more after that. I think that was a byproduct of him being more aggressive, or is that just a product of you guys running good success?
Well, quite frankly, I thought it was a product of the fact that he just didn't throw the ball away. You know, it's hard to shoot it when you turn it over. So,
Coach, I know a lot of losses always tough, but you guys were down by 16 in the second half. You guys fell back. You're pretty proud of the way you guys came back to ball?
I'm proud of how hard our kids fight when things are adverse. I'm in general, I'm very proud of our team, and I'm very proud of who they are and how coachable they are and things like that. I'm not proud of how we play. I'm disappointed in how we play.
Coach, this year people are saying the SEC is down.
I don't think Kentucky holds quite that much weight. I think they hold a lot of weight, don't get me wrong. But I don't think that Kentucky winning one game is going to change everybody's perception about non-league play. You know, we are who we are. We've got a good league, and I think by the end of the season, everybody will feel the fact that we've got a good league. But in the non-conference, we just weren't quite as good as we normally are.
In a double overtime game in the last 30 or 40 minutes, as you said, both teams competed, I think I would say, very hard.
Absolutely.
How much difference does it make that the home team having an enthusiastic crowd to kind of give them an extra boost?
I think it makes a difference. I certainly think the crowd was a factor today. And the thing that bothered me is it looked like it bothered our seniors a little bit more than their freshmen.
One more. Going to overtime after the first overtime, you finally caught up
55. Well, I thought we could have an advantage, but I think we opened up both overtimes going 1-for-2 from the foul line. So any chance we had of creating separation, it felt like that we would shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, I tell our team a lot that playing with great effort is not enough. You have to play with discipline. You have to play with intelligence. I thought the effort part was there today. I didn't think that we brought our our mental edge and played with. I don't think our discipline was very good on offense or on defense. Again, that's a sign of coaching. That's not, you know, they're going to do what I make them do and what I coach them to do. And apparently, I didn't get it through today. So we've got to go back to work and see if we can't get our team to play with a little more discipline come next week. Thank you.